Exara EHK Track and Field has quite a bit of experience under its belt after the IATC Indoor Championships in Ames and in today's indoor meet at Central College. In Ames, Cash Amgarten had an extensive amount of success, coming in 8th place in the 60-meter dash and in the 200-meter dash. Jathan Devereux-Carlisle also threw in shot put in Ames, while both Austin Rasmussen and Alex Hansen were part of the 13th place distance medley team.
The idea for Cash was to get four events in and get a good pace load for him. And he ran a 53 split in the D-Med, and he followed it up with qualifying for the 60 and then also qualifying down for the 200 to get the top 8 on place on both those. So he worked really hard. We also had Jathan Devereux throw a shot for indoor for the first time over at Iowa State. And then we had some younger underclassmen, such as Austin Rasmussen, run the 800 on the D-Med, and then Alex Hansen ran the 200 leg of the D-Med. So we got some people with some experience for indoors now.
In terms of training this season, head coach Kevin Brown is having his Spartans get the reps in early. This will help to eliminate mistakes, such as dropping the baton in the relays, or even not being prepared for your own event from the start, while also introducing some new events to athletes.
We're just trying to get as much reps as we can. Within relays, as you know, it takes the teamwork. It takes those practice reps to get it down right. One of my pet peeves is dropping the baton or botching a good handoff. So just those practice reps with different runners, trying to see what's going to mesh with relays. And then our field events are going to be huge for us for shot and disc. And Cash, he's going to try some high jump this year. We'll see if we can get him the state meet in that as well.
A few runners and Coach Brown is looking at making an impact this year are Jonas LeCain and Cash Amgarten. These are two athletes who have state experience and are already looking even better.
Sure. Jonas LeCain, he came big through us last year, qualified for the 400 hurdles at state. He's grown a lot. He hit the weight room hard this year. We're hoping he can finish in the top 15 at the state meet in the 400 hurdles. And obviously Cash, being a medalist in the 200, he thinks he could do even better. And then just seeing his 400 split last week, I just know he can be a state qualifier in the 400 as well and the 100 as well.
The Spartans are looking to bring a few distance athletes to the top of the placeholders this year. Both Eric Wilson and Austin Rasmussen are two long distance runners who are looking to answer the call to bring down their times from last season.
The big target this year is to get something that a distance race into the state meet. I would love to see a miler qualify. We have Eric Wilson and Austin Rasmussen that are on the cusp of getting their times down to sub 5 minutes to get to the closer to that state meet time. So if I can get a distance kid into state so we can get some more people to go with Cash and Jonas, I mean, that would be great. Expectations just get better all the way around.
This is a small group of great athletes who continue to work hard day in and day out, both on the track and in the classroom.
I think just hanging out with the guys, they're just a good group of kids. I have about 13 kids out, but they're all good quality kids. They all want to be there. They want to improve. They're just good people. So I'm just looking forward to creating some more memories with these kids and hopefully seeing some success.
Exara EHK will finish up at Central College today and will jump back into action on Tuesday, March 26th for the Audubon Invitational. I'm Zach Collins reporting.